Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord and God bless you for being here with yours truly, Lisa Marie, here on Bri's Bubbly and Brunch. And this is the closing broadcast, the benediction for the awesome month of August. And I certainly hope you've been blessed by all of the exhortations and messages that I've shared with you for this broadcast, for this season. And I hope that you are preparing now for what's to come. For truly, 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 what's to come is truly better than what's been. Amen. And what's been has already been declared, and it's still all good because it's the fulfillment of what has come, and that is Christ, our Lord and Savior. Glory be to God. And I'm excited to be here with you on Bride Supper and Brunch on this noonday. On All Sons and Daughters Day, where we come together and worship and praise the Lord and break bread in fellowship. Glory be to God. And praising and thanking that our Redeemer liveth. Yes, our Redeemer liveth. And I hope he's living in you. And I don't want to prolong the time. I want to really get to the conclusion of Revelation 21, because it is exactly why he gave me the eighth wonder, the new creation, which is of the new Jerusalem, amen, and how we are should be preparing for that new creation, which is now. Amen. It's now, because we created with our mouth, our words. The Word of God says, by the Word of God was the world framed. Amen. So I hope you're framing your world by your words. Amen. And most certainly, I hope you're framing your world by your faith. Amen. That your faith is speaking for you. And I'm excited about this broadcast, Bride Supper and Brunch, here on the Stars of Heaven Network. Glory be to God, because as I share with you on the conclusion of this message, as I begin to start from the second paragraph of Revelation 21, it really speaks to the Holy Spirit, amen, and it speaks to what's to come, amen. And I'm excited about that, and that's one of the reasons why I started Stars of Heaven Network, because being inhabitants of the earth, having a dual citizenship here on earth and in heaven, it's important for us to understand how the universe works, and that the universe is working in conjunction with the Word of God. And that's why the bride of Christ is so important. That's why the church is so important, because the Word of God says the government should be upon our shoulders. Amen. We, the church, have the power to shift, to change any events in the earth realm by our prayers. Glory be to God. And by our what? Overcoming. Yes, overcoming. And so I'm so excited about that. And it's really sad that, you know, we don't have many overcomers in the true faith, in the faith, amen. If you're of the true faith, you are an overcomer, let me say that. And that's why I so love the true church, amen, and those who really live by faith and understand the true holy faith of Christ, amen, of the true faith of Yeshua HaMashiach. I tell you, I'm blessed to understand that my Messiah, the Messiah, is real, and he's real for me, to me, in my life. Amen. So I'm excited to be here on Brass Bubbly and Brunch, a broadcast I created to celebrate brunch, that part of the day where you can have a mix of breakfast and lunch. It's a meal that most people share during any day of the week. But on Sunday, it's like really, 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 really special. Amen. Having brunch, waking up and having orange juice or different arrays of refreshments to drink. And I love it. I love brunch. You could have dessert first. Amen. Coffee. And it's just brunch is a very special time. And that's why I created Bride's Bubbly and Brunch, because it should be a bubbly time. It's a time to share. And whatever meal of the day that we share is always a blessing to break bread. And so I'm excited to minister to you the angel's food that is his word. Amen. And I tell you, the Lord can feed us till we won't no more. Amen. And I love that about God. And he can feed us as much as we can handle. Amen. And that's why it's not good to be a gluttony for the word when you have not properly digested it and it's not bringing forth any fruit. Amen. The word of God said that he prayed that our fruit may remain. Amen. And that we should bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. Bring forth fruit that's worthy of repentance. Amen. And so I tell you, I'm excited about the fundamental, foundational things that speaks to our creation. Amen. And that's keeping it simple. Amen. And the Beatitudes is a great place to start. Amen. And developing your faith and keeping your faith pure and on fire. Amen. Remembering the teachings of Jesus, remembering what he said when he came to show us the way to heaven. Amen. And I'm so excited to be anointed and chosen by God to remind you of that, to put you in remembrance of that, and to declare that to you for the edifying and the exhortation of your faith, of your soul, of your spirit. Hallelujah. So that your babe may leap. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to do quickly is go to my website. And edbrightschrist.org, I'm going to read from Revelation 21, first chapter, and I'm going to go to the 20. I'm going to go to because I don't have them numbered, but I'm going to go to where it says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes." And I'm glad I'm closing this out with this because it is truly going to it's a word that's ushering us into the season that's upon us. Amen. And I'm going to share a little bit more about that as I have in my website and some of the snippets. But I'm going to give you some foundational things that can help you as we enter into the month of Elul, September. Amen. Which is going to be an awesome month. It's going to be an awesome month. And I often tell people that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Amen. Unless he allows you in, like he did a thief on the cross. He said, "This day shall you be with me in paradise." But heaven is a prepared place for prepared people, and that's why it's so important to understand him as the chief apostle, understand him as the real estate, the foundation of everything that we build, amen, and that everything that is created by him, for him, and without him was nothing created. Amen. So I bless the Lord and praise the Lord for all of the technology, science, everything that's coming forth in these days and in the coming generations that he allows to be formed and created by his infinite wisdom. Amen. And by those who he's given those gifts to. Amen. The scientists and doctors and those who have their vocations, how God can guide the surgeon's hand, amen, and doing surgery. That's all God, amen, right down to those who keep the lawn, amen. Every gift, every talent is very important to the body of Christ and is sent out to be a blessing into the world, amen. So no one is insignificant. We all have something to offer. What you have to offer is valuable. Amen. And that's another reason why I'm so excited about Revelation 21, because it speaks of all of us. Amen. And we all are precious in his sight. We are. Amen. And that's why I celebrate you. Hallelujah. As my brother, sister in Christ, I celebrate you as a soul, as a human being. Amen. And I bless God for that. Now, I'm going to read where John, who was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, and everything about this prophecy that he was speaking of what he saw. And so that in itself speaks of the fact that there's a world, an invisible kingdom outside of the natural that we live in. And
as I was sharing with you about the way of the world, and I really didn't get a chance to put a lot of the things that I wanted to put on there, but it's really important for you to understand whether you're saved or you're not, that these worlds are passing, they're fleeting, amen. The new worlds are being created as we speak. And if we're going to be able to live in peace, amen, if we're going to be able to soar, if we're going to be able to manifest the will of the Father, amen, those of us who are the bride of Christ, the true church, we're going to have to do that by a new nature, amen. And I'm not saying that you can't be a good person and be purposed and be goal-oriented and make change in the world. You most certainly can. But what I'm speaking of is having the truth of the reality of here and the hereafter. Amen. And I'm so blessed to understand that by way of my confession of the one who gave his life, who paid the ransom, amen, who gave himself as a sacrifice for me, amen, and on the cross of Calvary, amen, allowed himself to be crucified. Our blessed mother who willfully gave her only son, amen, so that I could be redeemed, amen, and you can be redeemed. And so I rejoice today over the plan of salvation that God brought forth, amen, to redeem the world, amen, to himself, reconcile the world to himself, to reconcile each soul to himself. And each confession of faith, each relationship is unique in its own as the sheep of his pasture, because we are all different. Amen. And that's why I celebrate the diversity of gifts and believers from all walks of life and all aspects of the world, because we're one. We're one with the same identity of the resurrection Savior. Amen. And as St. Paul, Apostle Paul was saying, when he said that God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and that there should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, this is what the Holy Spirit was ministering to John. He was able to see in the spirit because he was having a spiritual relationship with Yahweh. He was having a relationship with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And he was receiving it by the new nature, amen, by the eighth wonder of the world, of heaven, which is the Holy Spirit, amen. And so heaven is real. And when he said unto me and spoke to him, which is a real live relationship, he said, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha, I am Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And so I want to quickly expound upon that, because as he was, I was reading that and meditating upon that before I came on air. He said that when I said that I would wipe away all tears and pain, he said that meant that the Comforter, amen, the Holy Spirit, which is now alive in the earth realm and alive in you, in me, by way of deposit, impartation, will heal our wounds. Amen. And that healing comes by his presence. Amen. It comes by way of ministry of the word. Amen. It comes by him comforting us with one another, amen, in ministering to each other the word of the Lord. And when he said that about the reason why he should wipe away all tears and the pain should be no more pain, he said, because I will bind them. They have been bound by my stripes. He said, by my stripes you're healed. And that's why healing is so important, and the anointing is so important. Amen. He's the balm that we need. Amen. He's the ointment that we need. And that's why it's so dangerous not to walk in love, and it's so dangerous not to live in forgiveness and to forgive. And he said, in order for the former things to be passed away, amen, you have to be healed, amen. And so he says that the former things are passed away and all things are new, amen. And that newness, amen, is given to us every day as we wake up afresh and anew, as we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that the former things are passed away, which means that we don't recall the former things, amen. And if we do, we should be doing that prophetically by our prophetic history, amen. We should be calling those former things to mind as a pattern of the fulfillment of the New Testament, amen. So when he spoke of the former things, that means those things that no longer work, those things that that have been completed, those things that have been fulfilled in the fullness of time, and that all things are now new. Glory be to God. And which is why he gave me a new creation, because he said that those things will become new, hallelujah, in your life by the times and the seasons that I put in my own hands. Glory be to God. And that's why being aligned with the Lord, properly aligned in his word, having being in right relationship with him is so important. And he said that these new times and seasons for your life will come to pass as you behold, glory be to God, and having your eyes upon the Alpha and the Omega, amen, which is me. I'm the author and the finisher of your life. I'm the beginning and the end. He said, he that begun a perfect work in you will finish it and complete it unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that that this will be the beginning and the end of whatever it is that he has ordained or has not ordained for your life. Amen. And so I'm excited about the cycles of our life. Amen. Our cycles of our life go through the seasons of God. And that's why I speak a lot about the agricultural calendar and Leviticus. And that's how he determines our harvest by what we sow, by what we sow and what we reap. And that's why he really talks about us having the fruit of the Spirit, amen, the fruit of the Spirit, which is the attributes of God, amen, and how in order for you to see the new thing, in order for the new creation that God has planned for your life, amen, which starts inwardly, let me say that, amen, inwardly, we have to birth it in. We have to make sure that we are abiding in the vine and fulfilling the great commission and commandments of God. Now, moving on to what he said about those that he said, because as you begin to receive from me, who is Alpha and Omega, getting the end, he said, because when we inquire and long for him, amen, which is why he said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he said, when you inquire of me, when you long for me, when you seek me with all your heart, he said, I will answer and I will pour out my wisdom, my love, in my living waters upon you freely. Glory be to God, freely. Amen. And so that's the thing that we have to understand in these last days about being new. Amen. He's taking the guesswork out of it. Amen. He's taking the works of the flesh out of it. Amen. You don't have to earn it. Amen. He will pour out the water of life freely upon us. If we hunger, if we thirst after him, if we seek him with our whole heart, he said, "What you shall find me." And it goes on to say that he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Amen. And I will be his God, and he shall be my sons. We will be his daughters. And when he gave me that, he said, we are born of God to be overcomers. Amen. And that he that's born of God is an overcomer. And not only the world, but we've overcome our faith. Amen. So being an overcomer is by faith, but it's being born of God. Amen. Which means we have to have the true nature of God truly living in us. Amen. In order to have the true nature of God living in us, working in us, the power of God working through us, we have to know who the true and living God is. Amen. We have to know who he is according to the blood covenant. Amen. According to the New Testament. Amen. And again, that's by faith. Amen. And the thing that I love about faith in its deity is that really you can put faith in anything. I'm not saying you should, but people use their faith or their power of imagination to create things, amen, and which also could be a danger. Because when people use their imagination, if it's dark, amen, if it's soiled, if it's damnable, amen, you can bring wicked things to pass. So it's really, really important for you to understand that bringing forth true life, amen, whatever you create by way of your giftings, by way of your vision, your sight, that is being brought forth in purity, in righteousness, amen, that will manifest love and, most important, justice here on the earth realm, amen. And that can't be based on just self, amen, because the danger is and has been, will continue to be, people who are a law unto themselves, amen. And when you become a law unto yourselves, then oftentimes your conscience is seared, amen. You get into self-justification and feel that you're right even when you're wrong, amen. And that's a danger, amen. And operating from the principle of love, which is the power, amen, that fuels our faith, love, amen, will always, always manifest something pure, and it will always manifest equality. And you may have to go through some warfare for that to happen. You have to go through to the lower parts and through the lower parts and through some things that will turn those lower energies, those lower levels of evil to good. Amen. And that's why another thing I love about this offering is it's representative of the number 8. And according to the Hebrew, the letter T, which means good. Amen. We have the power according to our choices. We have the power according to the power of God that works in us, according to the word that we speak, to turn, transform. That's what Jesus did. Amen. With the devil meant for evil, he turned for good. He turned for good. They thought they had crucified him on the cross of Calvary, but the Ruach of God blew in him, amen, blew upon him, and he was resurrected, amen. So I'm speaking to you that as we move forward, as you move forward in your new season, that you have the power to change things right where you live, amen. And that's not by the works of the flesh, amen. It's by the power of God that worketh in you. It's by resources, the information, amen. The word of God said, my people perish from lack of knowledge, amen. Knowing how to use the laws of the land, amen. Also being connected with people who are in right standing, who are good citizens, God, law-abiding citizens, amen. to see the new heaven and new earth. Amen. So I'm going to continue what he said about overcoming the world, even our faith. Because he said the blessing of this is that we will, as the Lord declared, inherit all things. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I'm so excited about the new message about the new dominion, because it speaks about our inheritance and how we've already inherited those things when we confess the Lord. Amen. The earth was given over to us. It was put back in our hands. Our blessed mother, when she gave her son, when Jesus gave his life, he gave us back the earth realm. Amen. And so as the word of God says, that the meek shall inherit the earth. Not just the earth, all things. And he says that he will be our God and we shall be his sons and his daughters. Amen. Now, the thing that I love about, as he goes on to speak about overcoming, it's interesting that he says in the next verse, but the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars should have their part in the lake of, in the lake which burned with fire and brimstone, which is what? The second death. Amen? And I want to stop there and minister on this, because he said that whatsoever not of faith is sin. Amen? And that's really dangerous to be one who is not operating out of faith. Amen. And that's not just speaking of not having faith because you got doubt and unbelief. That's also those who have denied the faith, who turned against the faith. Amen. And are not committed, amen, to the word of God. Amen. Because truly, when you turn from the true faith, or if you don't have faith, the opposite of that is what? Fear, fear. Amen. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Amen. And perfect love. Glory be to God. Perfect love casts out all fear. And that perfect love comes from the Father. Our confidence in him that gives us that love, that gives us that holy boldness, comes from the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, who defeated Satan, amen, Lucifer. And he said those who are fearful will have their portion, will have their part in the place reserved for them. Amen. And he spells out and names what those things are. Unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. Shall their part in the lake of fire, which with fire and brimstone. So just like, again, there's a heaven, there's a hell. Amen. And the thing that I find interesting is, well, may I add, with fire and brimstone. And he says, this is the second death. Now, I want to quickly go to a website that I've been using to share this message with you, which is discoverrevelation.com, because I found it really interesting, some of the things that was spoken here regarding the second death. And the things that the Lord spoke to me about the second death is that it will be his judgment. The second death is the judgment of God upon those who confessed him but abused the grace of God and continued in sin. That's the second death. Amen. As Christians and as believers, God has called us to live holy. And truly, if the word of God says, if any man sin, he has advocate with the Father. If we confess our sins, he's just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And he said that second death will be those who have purposely denied him. Amen. Those who purposely disobeyed the word of the Lord, which is, again, the children of disobedience. And that's why he said his wrath will be revealed from heaven upon the children of disobedience. Amen. And so I wanted to make sure I expounded upon that, because understanding the second death, amen, is very important in knowing whether or not you will be in the New Jerusalem. Amen. And knowing that he, whether or not will be received. And again, this stuff is not, it's already spelled out in the word. Amen. And the danger of being religious, the danger of perverting the word of God, mishandling the word of God, amen, handling the word of God deceitfully, being a lying prophet, purposely and deliberately trying to cause many to go astray for filthy lucre or gain, amen, is that you have done evil to the restoration of life, amen. And the word of God said, he that has done evil to the restoration of life will receive evil, and he that has done good will receive good in this life, amen, in this life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, it goes on and talks about the seven, the number seven, which represents this year, amen. And as it says in Revelation 21, it talks about the second death, and it talks about how the angel, amen, and how there came unto me seven angels, which had seven vials full of the seven plagues, and talked with me, saying, come up hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lamb's wife. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I'm so excited about being the womb of God. I'm so excited about still being blessed from the message of our blessed mother, because truly she loves her children. She's committed to her church. Amen. And how he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. They go to the word of great again, great and high mountain, and showed me the great city. Hallelujah. The Lord said that 2018 will be a year of the greater. Amen. The great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, amen. And those seven angels, amen, and the seven vials were full of the seven plagues, amen, the seven last plagues, shall I say. And I want to expound on that a little bit, because he said this year has been a year of, should have been a year of those things that he was perfecting concerning us, amen. And those things that he's that perfecting those things that concerning us was supposed to be and should have been done in this season. Amen. And that only can be done by us knowing, amen, in part, amen, what he's doing. But he said, we know in part and we prophesy in part. Even though we know what the word of God says, we read the end of the bread, read the back of the book, the end of the book, it still has to come to pass. And it comes to pass in increments. It comes to pass in times and seasons as we fulfill it, as we walk it out in the reality of our life. Amen. So this is not some, you know, fly-by-night imagination type thing. And, you know, we've got to walk this thing out. Amen. And as a disciple of Christ, you can't get past it, because, you know, and if we really are the sheep of his pasture, and really save, you wouldn't want to. But it goes on to say that the Holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. So again, the kingdom of heaven is not of this world. Amen. It's great to have organizations. It's great to have charities and say we're doing this from this place. But whatever we do from his honorable courts. We do as from is instructed from us from the Lord, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. So our instructions that we obey come from the Lord. Okay, I have a couple of minutes left, and I want to kind of just hurry up and get through this before the time expires. It goes on to say, having the glory of God and her light was likened to some most precious, even like as a jasper stone, clear crystal, and had a great wall and had 12 gates. And so when he speaks of the wall and he speaks of the gates, amen, he's speaking of the wall that he's built, amen. And that's why our wall should be built, amen. And he speaks of the 12 gates because our names are written there, amen. And again, it's important for you to know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen. And the names that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life are those who are the part of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, amen. It speaks of the gates, amen, which not only speaks of those who are the gatekeepers from the north, the south, east, and the west, but also those who he is bringing, those who he is joining and bringing together from the four corners of the earth. Amen. Now, quickly, he talks about the 12 foundations. Amen. And the name of the 12 apostles. He talks about the length, the breadth, the height of the wall. Amen. And again, as Apostle Paul said, that we may know the height, the width, the breadth of the anointing of God that he put in us. Amen. And those precious stones, amen, the wall of the city, which is garnished with all manner of precious stones, amen, has those foundations, amen. In your own time, you can go and read about those foundations. But the foundation that we can build upon in this life at this time is Christ, amen, and through all eternity, amen, is Christ, amen. And again, I'm just really excited about the number 12 because, again, it speaks of divine authority, his governmental authority, and it's from that place of the throne of God, amen, from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we govern, amen, we steward, amen, that which God has given us. Amen. And so in your own time, I pray that you will really get into understanding how the walls of Jerusalem, how your walls are built. Amen. How God will put watchmen on your walls. Amen. How he is, amen, the watchman. Amen. And he said he that keep Israel will not sleep, nor will he slumber. I thank you so much for joining me here on Marie's Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch. I bid you peace, blessings. Thank you so much for being here for this offering. I hope you will stay tuned as I prepare for the next season, amen, and which is also my birthday month. Glory be to God. And celebrating all those who will be celebrating the birthday in September as well. I love you. Peace and blessings. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. This I pray. Peace, blessings, and much love. I will speak with you soon. Love ya.